straighten your spine. Neck long. Shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed. Hands are on your lap. Each finger is relaxed. Gently, softly close your physical eyes and let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head. The line reaches the top and it's coming down through the center of your head and neck and spine, reaches the base, and the line is still going down and down and down into the ground. And if you can imagine, please observe the line finally reaches the very center of our planet. So using your imagination, look at this long straight line penetrating you and see what's happening. By observing this line, this is a very simple step, but you already entered a very different state of mind. For example, you are now firmly grounded. Your chakras are settled. And the baggage in your mind start dropping off through this line one by one. And you start sensing the space around you. Because in order to look at this long straight line, your inner eye have to wide open to all directions. So you start sensing the space and you are noticing that your consciousness is flying around, traveling around, in and out your body. You start feeling the space in front and back and side to side. Observe your sensation and feeling. Now bring your consciousness onto your breathing. A tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth. No controlling. Don't try to fix your breathing. Even when you notice that it's irregular or shallow, just observe. Actually, when you like to fix something, best way is to observe it. Don't do anything. Observe it and observe it start fixing by itself naturally. So same here, you observe your breathing. Breathing might be deeper and deeper, slower and slower, or it doesn't change. Just observe. Sometimes even you find that it's shorter and shorter and shallower in order to express some emotion or heavy thought, and so on. It's great. So just observe. So same thing, when you feel sad, or heavy, or depressed, just observe. Even when you are angry, observe your anger without judging it. So we stop using our physical eyes. Stop try to focusing on one point, and we stop controlling and manipulating, fixing, and so on. And now it's a time to stop breathing by yourself. So imagine God is in front of you, and God exhales, and his breath is coming to you directly and entering your body. So his exhalation is your inhalation. His breath is in. And now God inhales. His breath is naturally coming out through your nostrils or mouth. So it's not you to breathe. You are part of God's breathing, universal breathing. So God exhales his power, love, passion, abundance coming to you. And God inhales, his breath is out with your gratitude and appreciation. God exhales, his safety, harmony, and trust is coming to you. And God inhales, his breath is out with your gratitude and appreciation. So receive God's breath a few more times by yourself. And sensing you are at home. This universe He's taking care of you perfectly, giving you everything. Just because you deserve it, just because you are part of it. You are taken care of perfectly. You are loved deeply. And now slowly coming back to normal breathing and relaxed, keeping the sensation that we are at home, you are taken care of, relaxed and relaxed. All of your cells and particles of your energy, they are full of God's love, peace, life force, passion and compassion, everything. So let's practice to connect with your inner teacher and receive a message by yourself. So today, let's use rose flower. We sometimes do this with rose flower. So use imagination again. One rose flower is floating in front of you. So please imagine and observe it. What kind of color? The length of the stem? Conditions of leaves? The stem is straight or bent. Flower is wide open or about opening. Now, erase this image. And now imagine blue rose flower is floating in front of you. Blue. And observe the shape of stem and leaves and flower, the petals. Can you do that? And erase it. One more time. This time, brown rose flower is floating in front of you. Observe it again. then erase it. And finally, imagine the crystal rose flower is floating in front of you, made by crystal, transparent rose, and very neutral rose, not your own rose. So this rose, probably stem is just straight up, flower is also straight up, leaves are exactly symmetry. Yes, it doesn't look like rose at all, because there is no personality. But please try to imagine such rose. And from now, we, each of us, start asking our inner teacher, or Holy Spirit, or guide, to show our spirit, to show our passion, to show how our mind is going to do, going to express what our mind is going, doing. We ask our teacher and receive the answer through this crystal rose. So first, keeping the image of the rose, ask your inner teacher, Holy Spirit, what do I want to express most now? What kind of quality I like to express to the world? What kind of love and passion I like to express? I like to realize. And then observe the flower, the rose, get some color, stem, start making some shape, leaves are now increasing or decreasing or creating some shapes. Can you see the flower? Your flower? If you feel this question is little difficult, you can say, what do I want to do? Because I'm confused, I don't know what I want. So if so, just ask yourself, what do I want to do? And observe the flower. Then look at the color of the panels. Might be yellow, might be white, might be pink, purple, blue, orange. So observe the flower and ask your Holy Spirit what this color's meaning. And receive the answer. Why my rose is yellow now? I have no idea. What's this yellow? What does it mean? So ask and feel the answer. And again, if you feel difficulty to receive answer, you just staring at the flower and observe what do you feel. If you like, ask Holy Spirit again, like, please tell me, how do I express this? How do I realize this? Please show me. And this type of questions, you don't need to expect to receive the answer right now. You will receive answer tonight or tomorrow or after tomorrow through some things. If you don't overlook, you will receive the answer. Because the Holy Spirit shows you, definitely shows you the answer. The way of expression, way of realization. So now, you see this flower, rose, as true yourself. This is you. Definitely you right now. So, do you feel love toward this rose? Just say, I love you. To this flower, I love you. And then, in your imagination, take this rose flower and give this flower somebody. Pick up one particular person and give the person this flower. So invite somebody in your energy. Imagine that person in front of you and give flower to this person and observe this person's face. This flower is you through yourself, and you accept and you love this flower. And now this person also received and loved this flower. So you share through yourself with this person. Beautiful. So your true identity is not belong to your body, belong to your mind, and this person at least belong to your spirit and this all in this universal breathing. Your true identity is everywhere. Say thank you to this person to receive my flower, myself, my spirit, my love. And say thank you to Holy Spirit to give you show you the true yourself, your beauty, your lovely self. And now come back to the long straight line penetrating you. Bring back the sense of your physical body. Today's meditation is from Course in Miracles, lesson 283. So memorize this feeling, keeping this feeling, and slowly put your head down and come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much for sharing. Thank you.